He was amazed at their lack of faith. I think most of us would admit that we would like to have the Lord amazed at us, to do things that were amazing for Jesus or to Jesus or in His eyes, but probably not because of our lack of faith. And that kind of points to like the reality of our relationship with Jesus. That just the same way that we can be amazed or disappointed or excited or astonished, our Lord has that same experience with us. It's a real relationship with this man who loves us and desires the best for us. And that's what the letter to the Hebrews was talking about, discipline. What father does not discipline his son? You know, so our earthly fathers being models of the heavenly father, this is what it means to be a son or a daughter, to be disciplined, to be conditioned, to be trained. Any of you who are athletes, or if you've learned to play a musical instrument, or any type of task or challenge, you had to hone your skills in a way to say it. Like it was not, things aren't automatic for us. We have to learn, we have to practice, we have to train. And the spiritual life is the same way. I think oftentimes we give into discouragement because it's not magic, or that we have a slight, you know, fallback, that we kind of give up. And that's probably the same mindset that Christ encountered when he went back to his hometown. You know, he's crisscrossing across the lake. He was in Capernaum and doing all the good work. Then he went across to the pagan territory doing all the work. And now he comes back home. And his own family and friends, in a sense, reject him. You know, they had given into probably cynicism about, oh, we know who this kid is. How good is he? And probably that's some of the fears that we face in our own life. If we've had a conversion experience, or when we finally get convicted to live a life for Jesus, we can give into the fear that they will have the same response to us that Christ's friends and families had to him. That we allow the possibility of their not accepting us to temper our fire because they won't accept us. That wasn't Christ's response. He went in there with full power, but his power wasn't efficacious because the people weren't responding. So we can't allow someone else's response to us to stop us from moving forward, from stop us from preaching the truth, from stop us from living the moral life. We have to be responsible and move forward with our own convictions once we encounter the Lord. But the lack of faith of the people in Nazareth, we see that we have a responsibility to respond to Jesus. Through his disciplining, through his training us, through his conditioning us, through our advancing in the moral and the spiritual life, we have to respond to him. He is not a magician. He doesn't just wave his fingers and things happen in our life. Like, it requires faith on our part for this spiritual life to be active in our lives. Like, we have to have faith. We have to believe. We have to surrender. Even if we know who Jesus was before he went off. Even if we know the person down the street used to be very promiscuous and doing drugs and now they're having this conversion, we can believe in them. We can believe that the Lord is working in their lives. Like, we have to believe in the power of Jesus to convert hearts and to change lives. And that's how we will enact change in this world. So when we pray for the Holy Father and for the bishops and for the priests, when we pray for politicians, when we pray for our family members and our friends, we have to believe that Jesus can do work in their lives. We can't stifle the Spirit. And that's what happened to Jesus. It wasn't that his power was ineffective. The people refused to receive it. And so when we come to Mass on Sunday, and Jesus, or Mass right now, and Jesus will be present on the altar, why is there so much apathy in the world or apathy in our hearts? That's a good examination for our faith. You know, Nazareth was a small town, maybe a couple of hundred people. So on Sunday, when there's 1,000 people here, and we wonder why there's not miracles taking place in this place, because Jesus is here, maybe there's a lack of faith on our part. And I'm including myself in that our part. Maybe we don't really believe in the power of Jesus, and that's why healings aren't taking place. That's why lives aren't being changed. When we go through suffering, when we go through trials and disappointments, maybe we can ask for the grace to see it as a disciplining of the Lord. That He's training us, He's conditioning us to be His instrument, to be His disciple, to be His son and His daughter. Let us amaze the Lord with our faith. Let our lives be amazing to Jesus as we respond to Him in faith. And let Him never look at us and be amazed at our lack of faith.